As expected, Andy Barr easily outdistanced two other candidates, Patrick Kelly and Curtis Kenemer, in Tuesday's GOP primary. In so doing, he won the chance to take on multi-term Congressman Ben Chandler in the fall. Barr says a key issue from 2010 remains on the front burner this year.
Well, I think the problems are largely the same. They're just worse. For example, we had a troubling economy in 2010. We still have that troubling economy.
Barr says it's all the more difficult for many Central Kentuckians because they've been unemployed for a longer period of time. Unemployment in Lexington in March stood at just under 7%. Like the rest of the nation, the economy will be a major issue in the Commonwealth. Still, University of Kentucky political scientist Stephen Voss predicts Barr will have a tough time making the accusations stick.
The truth is, even the president has limited control over the economy. It's, you know, very few people are going to think that a single member of Congress can do anything about economic performance.
Typically, Voss says voters more often blame a slow economy on someone higher up the political ladder, someone like a governor or a president. For his part, Andy Barr believes it takes a number of like-minded people to shift Congress onto a new course of fiscal frugality.
It's going to take a different kind of congressman in many congressional districts. It's going to take a different kind of U.S. senator in many states. And the kind of reformers that need to go to Washington are people who are committed to forcing the government to live within its means.
The GOP nominee favors term limits of 12 years for federal lawmakers. Barr believes there are ways to increase health care coverage for more Americans at a lower cost.
I think we need to expand health savings accounts, high deductible health savings accounts, which are more affordable insurance products. I think we need to eliminate the discrimination that happens for individuals in the individual health insurance marketplace from a tax perspective.
During the campaign, Barr hopes to stage face-to-face debates in each of the six congressional district's 19 counties. Still, the political makeup of those counties worries Barr. This year, he protested the House's congressional redistricting. Barr felt it favored the incumbent Chandler. Matt Irwin with the State Democratic Party said on KET Monday night he believes the best chance for Barr came and went in 2010.
Congressman Chandler is a great representative of that district. I think that a middle-of-the-road Democrat who really puts solutions ahead of politics is the perfect person to represent the 6th District. Andy Barr lost in the best Republican year in two generations.
The 6th District remains relatively conservative, and UK political scientist Stephen Voss says it offers advantages for both Chandler and Barr.
A moderate Democrat like Ben Chandler can win here, and it can say nothing about how the National Democratic Party, with its more liberal stance, is going to do. On the other hand, a Republican could win here because it's a conservative electorate, and it may tell you nothing about how a less conservative national electorate is going to vote.
Several unsuccessful attempts were made to contact the Democratic incumbent for this story. A spokesman in Chandler's Washington, D.C. office said Tuesday he believed Chandler was home in Kentucky. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.